The holidays are a special time of year for all families, and that includes the Minnesota Vikings family, where players, coaches, and staff all spend plenty of time together throughout the season. The organization makes it a priority to help spread holiday joy, and that's been on full display this past few weeks throughout the Twin Cities community. From the Toys for Tots drive to the players shopping for presents and gifts, the organization helped make this a holiday to remember for many families.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. This is a great turnout, a great event. Chick-fil-A of Apple Valley and Dick's Sporting Goods and Total Transportation, they've donated quite a bit to help you. We've got these goodie bags here for you, and we've got some food. We want to give you a $200 gift card to go shopping. We've got some players coming in here tonight to shop with you. So we'll give you these gift cards. And more importantly, we just want you to have fun tonight. We want you to enjoy yourself. And we want you to have a Merry Christmas and a very speedy recovery. So thank you all for coming.
So on behalf of all of our physicians, our nurses, our administration, but mostly on behalf of our patients and families, we'd like to present you with a small token of our appreciation.
Thank you.
You'll notice it's our colors.
Yes. Thank you.
Ready?
Get the ribbon out of my fingers. These kids don't have the opportunity to escape the harsh reality is why they're here. You know, it's awesome if you're a teenager and your friends come visit, but if you have to hang out in your hospital room and you don't have the opportunity to get away and really forget the reason why you're here, you know, then we didn't do our job. We didn't help you enough. And from our teenagers all the way down to our toddlers, if we can make their stay here a little bit more enjoyable, then mission accomplished. And, you know, with that being said, I'd be amiss if I didn't thank my wife, Jordan. You know, obviously, we had the addition of Andy and Finn 14 months ago, and these hospital visits are something that we've done for the last 7 years. And when you have kids of your own, it really puts into reality how quickly things can change. And, you know, I know she would, but, you know, you guys all see me as a big, tough football player who goes out there on Sundays. And I don't know that I'd be as strong as some of these patients and families that are here and some of the families that we visit with and some of the parents that we spend time with. So I'm extremely honored to have the platform to be able to come here and make a difference and impact these families' lives and make them just a little bit better.
One, two, three.
Yeah, professionals. Professional dabbers.
You know, just bringing joy to the hospital, you know, spreading awareness for FA, you know, and just, I don't know, just something I feel like, you know, is bringing joy to the hearts of the family here, you know, being able to help them not worry about Christmas, you know, getting gifts and just being able to just sit home and sit in the hospital and just have the gift the kids want and the family be able to sit there and enjoy the gifts and open up the gifts. And, you know, just do the same thing that, you know, I'm able to do at home with my family and they can do here at the hospital and they just open up gifts and just bring joy and open up their hearts.
I'm not leaving until you give me one more.
Did your mom dance with you?
No.
I have nothing but time. First thing is hearing their story. You know, their story is very important, you know. It opened up my eyes, you know. Let me know there's a lot of things out there we're fighting for. There's a lot of things that they're fighting for. You know, we all, it just helped me realize what's important in life, you know. And able to sit here and hear their story and me and the joy they get from him, having me sitting there listening to the story, you know what I mean? It means a lot to me. I mean, every year I learn something when leaving here, you know, don't take life for granted. Live life to the fullest, you know, and these kids, like I say every year, you know, they're the heroes, not us.